With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump warning Hamas, clean up your mess or face the music.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent, but they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
And the president says he will give Hamas a bit more time.
They got very rambunctious, and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out, and it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The failure of a steel cable and maintenance flaws contributed to the crash of that streetcar in Lisbon last month that left 16 people dead and 21 injured. BBC correspondent Alison Roberts.
The body that investigates rail accidents had already confirmed that the main cable connecting the two carriages had given way. Now, in a long-awaited report, it states that this particular cable had not been certified for use, did not meet the specifications of the public transport company, and was not suitable for the mechanism in this and one other of Lisbon's three funiculars. The investigators found flaws in the process by which the cable was acquired and in the company's internal control processes.
The streetcar's derailment, one of Portugal's worst tragedies in recent memory, century-old streetcar was a very popular tourist attraction. Two more suspects charged with the attempted carjacking and beating of a 19-year-old man who at the time was working for the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Now, the August 3rd attack on Edward Caristine was a catalyst for President Trump's law enforcement surge in the nation's capital. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issues a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people to get back on their feet. First Presbyterian in Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing their vehicles long washed away, covering rent, or many other items. This is SRN News. An Amazon outage disrupting global online services. Here's Karen Chamis.
Internet users around the world faced widespread disruption early on Monday because of a problem at Amazon's cloud computing service. The issue took down dozens of major online services, including social media sites Snapchat, the Roblox and Fortnite video games, and the chat app Signal. About 3 hours after the outage, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover from the issue. Amazon Web Services provides behind-the-scenes cloud computing infrastructure to many government departments, universities and businesses, including the Associated Press, which allows them to provide online services. I'm Karen Chamas.
Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linhein has not facing charges after his arrest on social media post critical of transgender people in Ireland. More details at srnnews.com.